Number 12. We pray at sanctuary line.
Yes, sir.
Request for emergency regulation.
Well, everyone is certainly familiar with the Blue Crab Sanctuary, and Dr. Lipschitz is here and can probably tell you a lot more about all the intent, design, and everything else. But the first time there was really increase in area within the sanctuary, lower area, was in 1994. There were increases in 2000 and also 2001, I believe. And the original 42 square mile sanctuary, now at least within the main stem bay, is 928 square miles. And in 2007, this coastal portion was added. Came to staff's attention from law enforcement last week that there were some difficulties with one of the locations here off of the York River entrance channel, in that the green flashing buoy, which was the marker for the boundary, was actually outside or to the west of the sanctuary line. Fishery staff met with law enforcement last Friday, worked out a situation where law enforcement took engineering surveying staff out to reshoot this location on Monday. Right before that, there was information from engineering and survey that also the wolf trap location was also not exactly according to the regulation in terms of where that light was. And so both of those two markers were reshot by engineering surveying on Monday. And everyone met afterwards, and it was determined by engineering and surveying that these aren't the only two landmarks or navigational aids that differ from the boundary. And the approach that staff is bringing to you today, if you look at the regulation, and I do want to add, on page 3 of your regulation, you'll see a penciled in W for west on one of the coordinates. But if you do look at that regulation,
thank you.
Okay, you'll see what staff has done is to strike any of the coordinates that are associated with navigational aids, such as lights or buoys. As background, when this first came up last week, one of the things that's evident about the historical 1942 sanctuary in the code is that that entire sanctuary is without any coordinates whatsoever. So it's felt that there certainly was precedent there. But really, in thinking about this issue, the concern by staff is for both law enforcement and the public. There are some in the fishing public who will take a bearing off a particular navigational aid in the regulation, let's say. They go to that landmark, such as the green flashing buoy in the York River entrance channel, and there's going to be a discrepancy, and that's certainly going to complicate law enforcement's role as well. So I think what we're attempting to do for right now is, wherever possible, keep it to a structure, keep it to a navigational aid, something the fishermen would know to go to. They can get their own bearing on that, certainly, if they have GPS. And then over time, come back and reconstitute these coordinates, because I think in the long run, it is the best approach to have both the coordinates and the navigational aid. But in the short term, it would be a disservice to both the public and law enforcement to keep in those coordinates, especially on the western side, if I understood Mr. Stagg correctly, because he looked up a few of the other coordinates it's mainly on the western side, which is the main problem, because he mentioned the Great Wiconoco light as well to us. So that's our solution for now, and then in the future we'll have coordinates and go through this more thoroughly. I guess you just have to realize that a lot of these coordinates date back to 2000 or 2001, and until this recent situation, I don't think there was this type of an issue, but we certainly don't want it to continue.
Okay. Can I ask you just a couple of technical questions? Do we know where these initial coordinates?
Well, we've been trying to determine that, and Rob and I have discussed it a little. I think originally it was probably a joint effort with our agency and VIMS and probably the Engineering Surveying Department that predated me being the chief engineer, so I'm not really sure.
Exactly. And, of course, the equipment that we've got now is not the equipment that we had back.
No, but I don't think it's an equipment problem. What we found on the ones that we actually located, which was the two, Wolf Trap and the York River Buoy 9, I think it was that the northern latitude was pretty close to being right to what the charts indicated. It was the west, the longitude that was off. Unfortunately, the two were off in opposite directions, which really perplexed me as to maybe this was some kind of mapping area where you misread off the chart, or we converted the lat long from a degree minute second to a degree decimal degrees. But then both the north and the west would have been probably off the same, it would seem. So, you know, that's a long answer to your question. The answer is I don't really know exactly.
Okay. The next question, and that's, you know, that's a good answer.
Okay.
That's an honest answer. My next question is, with the technology that we have available now, are you within reasonable certainty that we can go back and get the correct coordinates to?
Yes. We the GPS equipment we use now is real-time, kinematic. It's within centimeter accuracy. These won't be quite that accurate just because you're trying to read them from standing on the side of a boat.
How long is it going to take?
Not that long. I think we can go out and locate all the known markers. Buoys, Wolf Trap Light, Great Quad. You know, it's some of the intermediate points that were based on depth that we'll just have to get with fisheries to determine. And those are still probably best done by the chart. And I don't think those are quite as important, and I don't want to speak for fisheries, but those points are sort of out in the water already, and if that's all we have on is a lat long, even if it's not at the 30-foot depth, it's at 40-foot right now, what difference does it really make, I mean, as far as enforcement? But where we have a known marker, we're telling the watermen or the public, it's Wolf Trap Light, and here's the coordinated value, and it's not really where it really is, it creates a law enforcement problem and confusion on their part. So we can get out and locate them fairly quickly.
So the bottom line is by next month we'll have this available for public hearing and Rob?
I think that might be a fast track, sir, to get everything squared away, because it's going to be a combination of surveying and then going back to the original points. If you see in the regulation, there are probably about 20 just points to a point, and there's maybe an equal amount of navigational aids. So the navigational aids, you want to give some time to get those, but in thinking about this, staff looked at the liability of it. It seems that if the coordinates are removed from the regulation where there is a landmark or a navigational aid, that addresses the liability from the public and law enforcement perspective. The points in the water that aren't located with a navigational aid, that would be a charting exercise. I think I agree with Ben. And a month, not even a month, because I think June 22nd, so that would be cutting it really close.
Well, my only concern is the emergency regulation is good for 30 days.
Right. Well, I think at the 22nd meeting, this regulation without the coordinates on the navigational aids would be the permanent regulation until we came back to you with the revised coordinates and That'd be the way, and then we'd have to start the process again in not an emergency situation.
Colonel, do you see any problems with that?
No, sir.
Mr. Fox?
Rob, as you know, we've had a little trouble up at the
Yes, sir.
The waterman that talked to me said that there were two points, there was supposed to be two points, and he couldn't see one from the other, so he had difficulty figuring where he was. There may have been other issues too, but and would there be a chart or a map of some description that law enforcement could give the waterman to show him where the line's supposed to be? This gentleman was going by depth because all he had was a depth sound. He didn't have a GPS, and he was trying to figure it out.
I know of the situation, certainly, and law enforcement, in fact, invited that individual and others to come to the office so they could show them blown-up charts of the area. And I think there were a lot of things that were occurring right there with that situation. There was not knowledge of the May 1 sanctuary because the gentleman in question did not work last year. So this year there was no knowledge there was a May 1 date. Enforcement went out there several times to help them relocate the pots. And because I didn't receive a fourth call, I think eventually everything was okay. But what we'll do in that area is what we'll do in the other areas. We'll just make sure that the points in the water or the landmark points or the navigational aid points are correct. So.
Further questions? Matters before the commission for action.
Will we take the staff recommendation?
Motion made by Mr. Powell and second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Any other business to come before this commission? Meeting adjourned.